Wright's Hardware, located on First Avenue in downtown Chiloquin, offers a range of hardware supplies, automotive and home and garden, sporting goods, as well as hunting and fishing licenses sold on site. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Phone number 541-783-2239. Wright's Hardware. The Train Mountain Railroad Museum in Chiloquin, with displays of full-size railroad equipment, including the Weyerhaeuser train set and locomotive through caboose. All trains were locally run in Klamath County with the world's largest 1/8 scale model railroad. Winter hours until May 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Summer opens 7 days, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This year, the 9th triennial event is being held June 20th through June 29th with over 300 1/8 scale trains from around the world. Train Mountain Railroad Museum, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
All aboard!
Chiloquin Lawn Care, offering lot clearing, lawn care, and fuel reduction and fuel maintenance to prevent forest fires. For more information, phone number 541-892-1570. Email chiloquinlawncare@outlook.com. Kelly Dupuy, an Oregon State licensed real estate agent with Fisher Nicholson Realty, LLC, representing both Klamath and Lake Counties, located at 403 Main Street in Klamath Falls. For more information, she can be reached at 541-274-9982 or email kellydupuis@fnrhomes.com. Zook's Barbecue, located in downtown Chiloquin at 103 West Choctoot Street, offering pulled pork, briskets, half chicken, ribs, and more. Open every Friday from 11:30 a.m. until sold out. Catering available. Phone number 650-397-1BBQ. Online at zooksbbq.com. Klamath Community College, offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Klamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chiloquin High School basketball. The Klamoya Casino, offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites, located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Klamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at klamoyacasino.com. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative. Founded for the love of art and artists, it represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit. Advanced Chiropractic in Klamath Falls, offering services focused on specific needs. Their chiropractors treat conditions, prevent injury, and help their patients get and stay healthy, both physically and mentally. Massage therapy, physical therapy, spinal decompression, and other treatments provided. More information and scheduling at 541-224-8573. Advanced Chiropractic, Klamath Falls.
Welcome back to Chiloquin Gymnasium. Starting lineup for the Glendale Pirates. Number one, Holden Butcher. Number five, Knox Owens. Number 10, Keegan Siebert. Number 21, Caden France. And number 24, Gage Barba. For the Chiloquin Panthers, the starting five are number two, Danny Black. And number three, Leyland Wilder. Number 13, Dylan Black. Number 14, Denver Bravo. And number 32, Marquez Hescock. All right, we're ready for tip-off to start the game as the Chiloquin boys come in with a three-game win streak. And the Glendale boys lost their last four games. Ready for tip-off as the center court is taken by Denver Bravo. He wins the tip. Panthers with it. Down low, Wilder lays it up and in. So quickly, the Panthers get on the board with a fast break and a layup. Pirates with it. At center court, just over midcourt. Ball deflected by the Panthers, racing right back down with it, laid up and in. Marquez Hescock with the quick hands and the steal as the Pirates now bring it down court. They kick it back out to the top, working around the perimeter. And laid up and in by number 21, I believe that was. Caden France. Down low to Wilder. He works it back. Kicks it out. Three-pointer, no good. Laid up off the backboard, no good. Rebound Pirates. Coming fast break down court into the baseline. Down low, fought for by two players, and a whistle jump ball is called. Pirates inbounded under the Panthers basket. Bounce pass down low, worked back out to the far corner. Pass in low and a foul on the court as the Panthers have called for it. Looks like they got Danny Black. Pirates inbounding underneath. Work it out to the top of the perimeter. Now dribbling to the right, down into the baseline. Ball gets loose, out of bounds. Panther basketball. 4-2 game, 6:40 just underway in the first quarter of this basketball game between Glendale and Chiloquin. Driving into the pace, short baseline jumper is good. That was Marquez Hescock with the two. Ball down low, no good. Saved by the Panthers, but out of bounds on the pass. Trying to save it. Waiting for the inbound pass underneath. Pirates looking to inbound it, trying to find an open player. They bounce pass, kicked around and knocked out of bounds. Again, Pirates ball. Underneath the Panthers basket. Short jumper baseline is good by Gage Barba. And down low all the way up and in by Wilder on a fast break. So you blink an eye and the Panthers get a fast break too. Pirates right back with it. Bounce pass, long three is no good. Misses everything. Ball comes loose. It's in the paint. Pirates come up with it. And they call traveling. So the game starts off fast and furious as the Panthers with a four-point lead early on. Working it to his right is the Panthers. Denver Bravo. He misses the layup. Rebound Pirates. And they call a travel on the Pirates. Gage Barber holds up his hand and says, I didn't do anything. And it's going to be Panther basketball underneath the basket. Bravo with it in the far corner. Kicks it out to Wilder. He works it to his left. Now back to the corner. Jumpers, ball's loose. Wilder takes the pass at the top of the keys. Works it in with a short jumper. No good. Rebound Panthers. Now the Pirates come up with it. But Wilder steals it. And lays it up and in. Count it. Leland Wilder on a mission tonight. Came to play. Hustling everywhere in the court. Goes to the line. We'll try to make it three. And no good. Rebound Pirates. They take it across court. Now near court with it. Down low to the baseline in the corner. Tight defense. Ball loose. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Panther basketball. Bravo inbound it near court. Working it up court is Dylan Black. Ball down into the corner. Picked up by the Panthers on a loose ball. Wilder takes the pass. He works it to his right, takes it strong into the paint, lays it up, no good, rebound loose. Panthers come up with it. Now working to his right, and fouled is Dylan Black. Panthers will take it out of bounds, far court. Bravo sets up the play at center court. Near court to Danny Black. Danny Black heads it over to Wilder. Bounce pass Wilder over to Marquez Hescock. He tries to drive, and he's fouled on the drive. Strong move by Hescock. Will go to the line shooting two. Since I last saw the team play, they come together as more of a cohesive unit. First foul shot is no good by Hescock. Ten to four, Panthers up. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Hescock lines up his second. And no good, rebound loose. Pirates fight for it and out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball as the Pirates stepped out of bounds. Panthers inbounded under the Pirates basket. In the far corner, Black with it. Bravo takes it, works it up to the top of the key, takes it to his left, thinks about a jumper, now pulls back. Ball deflected out of bounds, and Panthers come up with it. Down to Bravo on the left side, up and in. Timeout on the floor as the Panthers worked it up and called a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball on GoldCountryRadio.org.
Crater Lake Realty, situated at the junction of Highway 62 and 97 in Chiloquin, representing both buyers and sellers for towns throughout Klamath County. For more information, the office number is 541-783-2759. Online at CraterLakeRealty.com. Crater Lake Realty, proud community sponsors of Chiloquin High School Basketball. Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu.
Action resumes on the court as the Pirates take the inbound pass, setting up the play in the far corner. Now going baseline, double team, ball deflected, picked up by the Pirates underneath. Now into the paint, jump shot is good by number one, Holden Butcher. Panthers race back down with it, but the ball gets away from them. But the Panthers will retain it underneath the Pirates' basket. Bravo and inbound it. Passes it to the corner. Long jumper. No good by Dylan Black. And the Pirates with the rebound work it up court in the far wing. Down low. Baseline jumper is no good, but a foul called underneath on the Panthers. Marquez Hescock with the foul, sending Keegan Seibert to the foul line. First shot is no good off the rim. Seibert lines up his second shot. And off the rim, no good. Panthers rebound. I don't know if it's Seibert or Siebert. Maybe we'll go with Siebert. Keegan Siebert with the missed foul shots. Wilder with it in the corner, kicks it out. Short jumper is no good. Panthers rebound loose. Panthers come up with it. Dylan Black with it, passes it to Bravo in the far corner. He takes it to his right, works it into the paint, thinks about a jumper, now kicks it back out. Long three is good by Dylan Black. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 20-second timeout again and be right back for action on Sherwood High School basketball.
Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Clamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chilliwin High School basketball.
Coming out of the timeout, the Panthers with a 15-6 lead, with 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Pirates will inbound under their own basket. They work it across midcourt. Ball deflected. Bravo comes up with it. Steals it, takes it all the way down, and lays it up and in. Denver Bravo with the quick hands converting to two. He's a good-looking player, Bravo, I got to say. Baseline drive is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Pirate basketball. Pirates looking inbound. A bounce pass into the paint, laid up, and no good. Rebound again by the Pirates, and this time it's good by the big kid, number 21, Caden France. That's 4 points for him in the quarter. Bravo works it across midcourt, takes it to his right, goes baseline, lays it up, no good off. Rebound, though, put up and in by number 21, Edward Jones, who has come in. Pirates work it across the court. Taking it at center court, down low, ball deflected, knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Wilder. Quick hand. Remains Pirates ball. So, yeah, this number 21 coming in, Edward Jones, a tall kid. He's a sophomore, 6'5" for the Panthers. First I've seen him play. Already making an impact. Pirates with the inbound pass. They work it quickly into the paint. Jumper layup, no good. Rebound by Jones. Quick outlet pass to Wilder. He throws it down underneath, laid up and in on the fast break by Marquez Hescock. Pirates come back down into the far corner, near corner, I should say. Down low now into the paint. Laid up, blocked by Jones. And the ball loose. Rebound Pirates. They take the jumper from inside the key. No good. Rebound again, this time by the Panthers. Again, Jones with the rebound. The 6'5" sophomore showing some leaping ability and rebounding as he is making a difference in his play early on. Whistle on the floor. 1 minute and 1 second to go. 21-8, Panthers lead. They'll take the ball out of bounds underneath the Pirates basket. Bounce pass to Wilder. He lays it up. No good. Ball loose. Spot far and knocked out of bounds. Hustle play by Wilder. Keeps it in the Panthers' hands. Tenacious player, Wilder, I must say. Panthers will inbound it. Whistle on the floor. 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. 21-8, Panthers lead. Pirates are huddling up around their coach. So we got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here as, we got a technical foul being shot by Wilder. And he makes it. And he'll take a second technical. And makes it up in and out. So with the technical foul, it's a 22-8 lead for the Panthers with 56 seconds to go. First quarter. So the Panthers retain the ball. They'll inbound it in the near court. Wilder gives it to Bravo, who sets up the play, bringing it across. So Wilder has an open three, turns it down, kicks it back into the paint, ball loose. On the floor, they call a jump ball as Marquez Hescott was tied up. And it'll be Panthers ball in the possession. And Bravo with a long three, no good. Rebound loose, Panthers get it, bounce pass down low, rebound. Deflected. Now the Panthers with it. Jones with the rebound, puts it up and in. Edward Jones with 4 points in the quarter. Pirates work it across midcourt, now into the paint. Kick it back out, work it around into the far corner. Now in down low. Double team and a foul on Caden France. He'll go to the line as he had a strong power move in the paint. Try to convert the two with 16.6 seconds in the quarter. First foul shot is good. France lining up his second. And makes it. Waiting for the inbound as the Pirates substitute. Bravo works it across midcourt, takes it to the top of the key, kicks it around, 3-point shot. Good by Dylan Black, his second three of the quarter. 3 seconds left. Good defense. Wilder comes up with a steal. But too late. Time runs out. But at the end of one quarter, the Chiloquin Panthers with a 27-10 lead. We'll take a timeout and get ready for second quarter action coming up on goldcountryradio.org.
The Clamoya Casino offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites, located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Clamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at clamoyacasino.com. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative, founded for the love of art and artists. It represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
Starting off the second quarter, the Pirates will inbound near court, center court, trailing 27-10. They take it across midcourt, and the ball loose. Bravo comes up with it. Bounce pass to Wilder. He lays it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Jumper. No good again. Rebound loose. And the Pirates come up with it. They work out, but the ball deflected off of a Panther, and it'll be Pirate ball. Pirates inbounding at far court. Setting up the play is Holden Butcher. And the ball almost deflected. Pirates retain it. Tight defense by Bravo and Wilder. Now the ball down low. Double teamed underneath, but laid up off the rim. No good. Jones with the rebound. Bravo bounced past to Wilder on the right wing. He goes to his left, strong to the hoop, dishes it off, and laid up and in by number two, Dylan Danny Black. His first two of the game. Pirates with it down on the baseline. Jones playing tight defense. A hook shot is no good. Rebound Pirates at the baseline. Now in the far corner. Bounce pass in a baseline move is no good. Rebound Jones. Bravo will take the ball and set up the play across midcourt. Long three. No good. Rebound Pirates. Butcher takes it down low, passes it down low. Baseline, turnaround jumper, kick back out. Butcher now takes it into the baseline. He's covered double team and bounces it off of Bravo out of bounds. lead for the Panthers. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. Pirates inbound it. Ball on the baseline with it, and turnaround hook is no good again by 21. And he lays it up and in. Caden France with a strong rebound and move to go to the line after making two. He stands at the foul line trying to convert the three-point play. France with the shot. No good. Rebound Pirates. In the paint, tied up, and a foul on the floor, they say. On Bravo. Pirates with some substitutions. Three players coming out. They'll pass it in on into the near corner. Baseline drive, foul called on Wilder. And going to the line will be Gage Barba for the Pirates. Barba lines up his first and makes it. Barba with a second foul shot. Converts. Bravo works it up the right wing. Takes it to his left. Kicks it far court. Three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Panthers rebound. They'll set it up again. Wilder with it. Takes it into the paint. Strong kicks it back out. Now in the far corner, Wilder takes it back up. Give and go. 13 takes a shot. Good. Dylan Black with the three. Pirates working across midcourt. Take it to their left. Pass to the top of the key. Bounce pass into the paint. Loose ball. Fought for on the floor. And timeout on the floor as the Pirates retained it and called the timeout. We'll take a timeout and be right back with Chiloquin High School basketball.
Advanced Chiropractic in Klamath Falls, offering services focused on specific needs. Their chiropractors treat conditions, prevent injury, and help their patients get and stay healthy, both physically and mentally. Massage therapy, physical therapy, spinal decompression, and other treatments provided. More information and scheduling at 541-224-8573. Advanced Chiropractic, Klamath Falls.
So, yeah. We have a 32-14 ball game in the second quarter as the Panthers up by 18. Panthers looking solid on offense, playing strong defense. So far an all-around good game for them as they try to make it four in a row for victories. Pirates will inbound it near court with 5:31 to go in the half. Take it on their side of the court. Work it across. Knox Owens with it. Ball stolen by Wilder. Races down court. And oh, missed the layup. Got a little lackadaisical on the layup. Now he comes back and steals the ball again. Hustles back to make up for his error and layup. Now the ball at the top of the key. Over to Bravo in the corner. He works it to his right. Takes it into the paint. Foul shot. Foul line shot by Wilder. No good. And the Pirates with the rebound. Setting the play up at the top of the key. Now working it around to the left. Jumper, no good. Rebound loose off the Pirates and out of bounds. Wilder takes it far wing. Works it to his left, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Wilder tried to force the play there, and good defense by the Pirates. Panthers inbounded underneath the basket. Bounce pass down low, up and in by Dylan Black. I'm sorry, Danny Black. For the quick two, 34-14, 20-point lead. Pirates with it on the baseline. Jumper is good by number 24, Gage Barba. Bravo brings it quickly into the paint. Takes a short jumper, no good. Rebound loose. And they call loose ball foul on the Panthers. Fouls on number 14, Bravo. Pirates inbound it. Take it across midcourt. Far wing with it. Setting up the play. Down low. Baseline drive laid up and in by number 21, Caden Fritz. Long outlet pass to Wilder. Takes it all the way down. Short jumper is in and out. And a foul on Wilder as he reached over the top. So they bring the ball down to the Panther side of the court. Looks like it'll be foul shots for the Pirates. As Caden France will go to the line as they're in the bonus. France lines up his first. Makes it. Lines up to second. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Panthers. Bravo takes it across center court. Over to Black. Black takes it to his left. Puts up the jumper. Blocked. And a foul called. As Dylan Black will go to the line, shooting two. Strong move by Black to create that foul. Point lead. I'll try to extend that with these two foul shots. Black lines up his first. And makes it. Waiting for the second foul shot as the players get lined up on the foul. And no side key. Black with his second foul shot. And in and out. Ball loose and goes off a pirate. As France couldn't hold on to the ball, and it would be Panther basketball. So a break there for the Panthers. Up by 16. Inbound. Kick back out to Bravo. Down into the corner to Black. To Bravo. He takes a three. Makes it. Nice looking tray for Bravo. Extending lead to 18. Pirates down low with it. Ball kicked out. Goes loose out of bounds. The Pirates basketball. Wilder will come out. Substituted for by Josh Morris. And also coming on number 32, Marquez Hescock. Pirates inbound. On the Panthers court. They'll set up the play down low to France. France takes it to his left, lays it off the rim. I mean, off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Bravo. Takes it across midcourt. Over to Wilder. Kicks it back to Bravo. Wide open three. No good. Rebound, Panthers. Fought for and tied up. Jump ball possession will go to Panthers. So Panthers waiting for the inbound pass underneath the Pirates basket. Bounce pass to Black. He puts it off the backboard and in. Nice move by Danny Black for 2 points underneath. Ball almost stolen by the Panthers, but gets loose. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound Panthers. Black with it. Dylan. Outlet to Wilder back to Black, and he hits the three. Dylan Black with his fourth three of the half. Pirates down low with it. Defense tight around it. Ball stolen by Wilder. He races up the right wing. Kicks it to Black in the corner. Throws up a three. No good. Ball rebound. Strong rebound by France. And they'll set up the play as they come across midcourt. 1:49 to go in the half. 41-19 lead for the Panthers. Baseline shot is in and out. Tough one for the Pirates there. And a foul on the floor as Bravo's called for the reach-in. Kind of looks at the referee like that wasn't a... There was no contact on that, but going to the line would be number 10, Keegan Siebert. He lines up to first. Off the rim, no good. He'll line up his second foul shot with 1:35 to go in the half. Siebert with the second shot is good. 41-20 to score, 1:33 to go. Wilder with it in the far wing. Bravo takes it at the top of the key. Now Wilder lines up a three, no good, misses everything. Ball deflected out of bounds. Wilder having a tough time finding his three today, but still hustling on the floor. Pirates with it now in the paint. Baseline underneath. Double team. Layup is no good. Rebound loose. Pirates come up with the rebound and a foul on the floor. As Siebert will go back to the foul line shooting two.
Clock was pushing.
106 to go in the half. Siebert lines up his first. And then makes the first. 20-point lead for the Panthers. And makes the second. Bravo takes the inbound pass, sets up the play across midcourt. Far court to Hescock. And a strong move by Hescock. We'll send him to the foul line as he's fouled on the layup. Hescock at the foul line, shooting two. And rattles it in. And he lines up the second. And makes it. Pirates come back with it up the left wing. Setting up the play is number five, Knox Owens. He gives it to Klein. Klein down to France, and France is fouled on the floor. And France will go to the foul line. First shot is off the rim, no good. France lines up his second. And no good. Rebound loose. Pirates come up with it. Ball loose again. There's a pass into the paint and a foul on the floor as Bravo is fouled and the reach-in foul on the arm by the Pirates. Bravo inbounds it on his own side of the court. Dylan Black will set up the play. Wilder with it. Kicks it over into the far corner. Cross-court pass. Bravo with a wide-open three. Turns it down. Kicks it out. And air ball by number 45, Josh Morris. Ball's loose. Pirates with it. Now working it up the left wing. 20 seconds to go. Into the paint. Ball's no good. And laid up and in by number zero, Juan Sotelo. Long three by Bravo. Off the rim. No good. Rebound France. 2 seconds, one, and they don't get it off. So at the end of one half, it is Chiloquin High School 43 and Glendale 24. We'll take a break and be back with a first half scoring summary. You're listening to Chiloquin High School basketball on goldcountryradio.org.
Crater Lake Realty, situated at the junction of Highway 62 and 97 in Chiloquin, representing both buyers and sellers for towns throughout Klamath County. For more information, the office number is 541-783-2759. Online at craterlakerealty.com. Crater Lake Realty, proud community sponsors of Chiloquin High School basketball. Wright's Hardware, located on First Avenue in downtown Chiloquin, offers a range of hardware supplies, automotive and home and garden, sporting goods, as well as hunting and fishing licenses sold on site. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Phone number 541-783-2239. Wright's Hardware.
Oh.
The Train Mountain Railroad Museum in Chiloquin, with displays of full-size railroad equipment, including the Weyerhaeuser train set and locomotive through caboose. All trains were locally run in Klamath County with the world's largest 1/8 scale model railroad. Winter hours until May 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Summer opens 7 days, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This year, the 9th triennial event is being held June 20th through June 29th with over 300 1/8 scale trains from around the world. Train Mountain Railroad Museum, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
All aboard!
Chiloquin Lawn Care, offering lot clearing, lawn care, and fuel reduction and fuel maintenance to prevent forest fires. For more information, phone number 541-892-1570. Email chiloquinlawncare@outlook.com. Zook's Barbecue, located in downtown Chiloquin at 103 West Choctoot Street, offering pulled pork, briskets, half chicken, ribs, and more. Open every Friday from 11:30 a.m. until sold out. Catering available. Phone number 650-397-1BBQ. Online at zooksbbq.com. Klamath Community College, offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu.
All right, we got your scoring summary for the first half for the Chiloquin Panthers. Leyland Wilder had 7 points. Dylan Black led all scores in the first half of the Panthers with 13. Denver Bravo had 7. Marquez Hescock had 8. Danny Black had 6. And Edward Jones, the sophomore, had 4 points. For the Glendale Pirates, Holden Butcher had 4. Keegan Siebert had 3. Caden France led all scores for his team with 11. Gage Barba had 4. And Anthony Kitchens had 2. 43-24 is the score as the Chiloquin Panthers playing a strong first half, both sides of the ball, defense and offense. It's interesting to see this young kid, the sophomore, Edward Jones, coming in, 6'5", and did an outstanding job in his time out there on the floor. The boys' standings heading into this game, Rogue Valley Adventist Academy is 6-0 in first place. Cross Point Christian, who beat the Panthers at home here over a week ago, are 5-1 in second place, and Chiloquin 4-2 in league play in third. Of course, this is a non-league game for the teams tonight, but overall, Chiloquin is 9-7. Fourth place is Prospect Charter at 2-3. Northlake Paisley is 1-4, and Central Christian 1-6. So Chiloquin's right in the thick of things for playoff berth as we get through the first half of the season. We'll be bringing you all the action in February and leading into the playoffs. We hope to see both the boys and girls in the playoffs this year. They both have strong teams. We'll be ready for second half action in about 5 minutes. So in the meantime, sit back, get yourself a drink, soft drink or a cup of tea or something, and get ready for second half action as the Chiloquin Panthers take a 19-point lead into the second half, 43-24. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball on goldcountryradio.org.
You're listening to KKFL LP, Klamath Falls, Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM.
Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Clamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chiloquin High School basketball. The Clamoya Casino, offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites. Located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Clamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at clamoyacasino.com. Advanced Chiropractic in Klamath Falls, offering services focused on specific needs. Their chiropractors treat conditions, prevent injury, and help their patients get and stay healthy, both physically and mentally. Massage therapy, physical therapy, spinal decompression, and other treatments provided. More information and scheduling at 541-224-8573. Advanced Chiropractic, Klamath Falls. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative. Founded for the love of art and artists, it represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit. Kelly Dupuy, an Oregon State licensed real estate agent with Fisher Nicholson Realty, LLC, representing both Klamath and Lake Counties, located at 403 Main Street in Klamath Falls. For more information, she can be reached at 541-274-9982 or email kellydupuis@fnrhomes.com.
Resume second half action here at Chiloquin Gymnasium. And the Chiloquin High School boys with a 19-point lead to start the second half, 43-24. Before the season started, I talked to Coach Jane, who said, the team had a good chance of winning the division. Well, I don't know if they're going to win the division, but they're certainly looking like a strong team to make a run for the playoffs. As they make it, trying to make it three in a row for victories. It'd be four in a row. They've won three so far. Pirates start off the half with the ball and work it down to the near court, into the corner, around the perimeter. Setting it up at the top of the key. Ball stolen by the Panthers and laid up off the rim. No good by Hescock. Pirates back with it. Jumper is no good. Rebound. France puts it up and in. Black sets it up. Now Bravo lines up a three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Strong rebound. But up off the backboard. No good. Ball is loose and the Pirates come up with it. And the ball stolen by Wilder on the long outlet pass. He lays it off the rim, no good, and the ball again, rebound by the Pirates. So Wilder having a tough time finding his range in this game, but Pirates now where they're trying to work it around as they set up the play at the top of the key. Down low into France. He turns around, lets up the jumper. Good. And the ball stolen by the Pirates on the long outlet pass. They'll settle it down and then set up their play. Far court with it. Now passing it off to Barba. Down low, the short jumper is good by Butcher. Wilder has it baseline in the long pass, and he errantly throws it away. So just like that, it's a 13-point game as the Pirates have come out smoking with their shooting. Ball into France, deflected, Panthers come up with it. Fast break, Black, and he loses it. Out of bounds, they call it Pirates ball. Pirates come back over midcourt, setting it up on the perimeter. Butcher with it, down low to France. France thinks about it, and he drags his pivot foot in travel. Bravo takes the inbound pass. To Wilder, who shoots a three, no good. Rebound loose, up off the backboard and in by Bravo. Baseline drive by the Pirates. Triple team down low and a foul called on the floor. 11-point ball game. Make that 13. The scorekeeper's catching up. Pirates inbound it. Trying to find somebody open. Pass to French. French is double teamed in the paint. Long hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. And they call a jump ball. Possession goes to Panthers. Bravo brings it across center court. To Wilder. Back to Bravo, top of the key. To Wilder. Back and forth they go. And Wilder brings it in, takes a short jumper, and this time he makes it. Good decision. Turn down the three and take a few steps in and make the short jumper. Pirates setting it up in the Panthers' end. Ball deflected by Bravo. Nice defense, but Pirates get it back. Jumper no good by France, but he gets his own rebound, puts it off the backboard and in. Bravo with the long three, gets his own rebound on the follow-up and lays it in. Nice follow-up on that with Bravo following his own shot. Pirates come across court to France. He lays it up and in on a nice bounce pass. Actually, that was Barba with the two. 49-34 the game. Bravo at the top of the key to Wilder. They play back and forth catch. Gives it to Wilder. He takes it into the paint, lays it off the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. And up and in and a foul. Wilder to head to the line and try to make it a 3-point play. Back up to a 17-point lead for the Panthers. Just when the Pirates are getting close. Waiting for substitutions. Wilder at the foul line for one shot. And makes it. Pirates across midcourt. Butcher with it. looking for something to throw to, and a reach-in foul by Bravo. Pirates in the far court will inbound it. Ball on the baseline, no good. Rebound Panthers. And Bravo with it across midcourt. Hands it off to Wilder, back to Bravo in the far court. Bounce pass down low to Johnson. Johnson double team, but he deflected as he loses the ball and the Pirates come up with it. They now work it back down court into the near corner. Jump shot, good. By Barba. 52-36 to score. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Panthers with it. Black with the jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, France. Pirates work it up court in the far court. Bring it across to the right side. Now they work it up to the top of the key, working around the perimeter. Into the paint. Jump shot is no good. Rebound loose. And an over-the-back foul on France. Panthers will take the inbound ball. And we got a timeout on the floor as Coach Jane calls that timeout. And we'll take a timeout with 2:53 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball.
Klamath Community College offering associate and bachelor degree programs, including a dental assistant / radiology program, specialty classes like cybersecurity and computer programming, GED, and financial literacy classes. For more information on all programs and classes, online at klamathcc.edu. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, located next to the Klamoya Casino on Highway 97 North, providing gas, bathrooms, and a full-service general store, offering travel and leisure items, open 24/7 year-round. Their deli serves fresh food from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, proud supporters of Chiloquin High School Basketball. The Klamoya Casino offering slots, food, and accommodations at the Sleep Inn and Suites. Located off Highway 97 in Chiloquin. The Klamoya Casino and Sleep Inn and Suites. More information is available at 888-552-6692 or online at klamoyacasino.com.
Panthers inbound the ball into their own basket. Bravo takes it across center court. Wilder with it far court, back to Bravo, hands it off to Wilder. He's at the foul line, jumper, no good. Rebound loose, Pirates come up with it. They take it across the right wing. Down low, ball deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Hiscock as the ball is deflected out of bounds, and Pirates will inbound it on the near court. And the ball down low. Jumper is no good. Jones with the rebound. While the long outlet pass thrown away, caught by the Pirates as they take the turnover and work it back up court. Down low is it. Baseline. Oh, and a rejection by Jones on Siebert. The sophomore making his debut on the court with his defense and offensive prowess. I should say offensive rebounds. Pirates with it at the top of the key. Butcher with it, takes it, hands it off to Sotelo. Ball almost stolen. Pirates come back up with it. Long three, in and out, rebound. Hescock, long outlet pass. Panthers with the three, Black, in and out. And Pirates right back with it, racing it down court. And the ball kicked out of bounds by the Panthers. Pirates will inbound it on the baseline. Panthers side of the court. In the corner with it, near court. Taking it to the top of the key. Working it there on to the right is Sotelo with the wild layup shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Pirates retain it. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. 52-36 the score. Pirates find the open man in the near corner. He kicks it back out. And the short jumper off the back of the top of the backboard. Long outlet to Wilder. He's got a breakaway, and he lays it up and in. Pirates setting it up, and the Panthers in. Working it to the left. Jumper is no good. Rebound, loose ball. Pirates come up with it. Now working it to the top of the key. Sotelo with it. He tries to find a player underneath, but throws it away. And they call it a deflected ball. It will still remain Pirates with 44.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball into the far corner. Now worked into the paint. Loose ball. Panthers come up with it. Bounce pass to Wilder, racing down court, and he lays it in. Wilder getting a lot of short layups and short jumpers in this quarter. Foul on the floor as the Pirates fouled. Wilder has 4, 5, 7, 9 points in this quarter. 26 seconds to go. 56-36 lead for the Panthers, 20-point lead, their largest of the game so far. Pirates will inbound it underneath the Panthers basket. Scatella with it. Now he passes it out to Butcher. Butcher with the long three hits it. Thirteen seconds to go. Bravo with the jumper. Nice. Makes it. Sweet looking shot. And a three on the buzzer by Butcher. Nice way to end it for the Pirates as they shorten the lead by the Panthers, 59-42, 17-point lead heading into the final quarter. We'll be right back after this message.
The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop is a nonprofit, all-volunteer artist cooperative, founded for the love of art and artists. It represents over 100 artists from the Klamath Basin. Located in the Chiloquin Community Center and sponsored by Chiloquin Visions in Progress. Student interns and student art shows from Chiloquin High School classes are part of the gallery's outreach to youth. The Two Rivers Art Gallery and Gift Shop, a Chiloquin nonprofit.
Start the fourth quarter as the Chiloquin High School Panther boys are up 59-42 over the Glendale Pirates. 17-point lead. Pirates inbounded to start the quarter. Working it around the perimeter. Owens with it, setting up the play. Works it to his right. Now back to his left. Alandro with it. Alando off to number four, Klein, and he lays it off the side of the backboard. No good. Fast break, Panthers. Racing down with it, Black, and wild shot underneath. Wilder gets the rebound. Bravo now takes it into the paint, lays it down to Johnson, but the ball is I'm not sure what the call was, but they called something on all right, well, it's Pirates ball underneath their own basket. They work it across the center court. Now into the far wing. Back out to the top of the key. Switching it off to Barba. Barba over to Belindo. Down into the corner. Pirates looking to try to get something going here with a shot. Good defense by the Panthers. Continue to work the ball around. Now a long jumper is no good. Rebound up, no good again off the backboard and out of bounds. Panther basketball. Nope, they give it to the Pirates. Seems to be some discussion now by the referees. Deciding what the call is. And it will be Pirates ball underneath the basket. No, we got a timeout. After all that timeout, Pirates will keep the ball, and we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 20 seconds.
Advanced Chiropractic in Klamath Falls, offering services focused on specific needs. Their chiropractors treat conditions, prevent injury, and help their patients get and stay healthy, both physically and mentally. Massage therapy, physical therapy, spinal decompression, and other treatments provided. More information and scheduling at 541-224-8573. Advanced Chiropractic, Klamath Falls.
All right, we are ready for resuming action. 6:42 to go in the game. 17-point lead for the Panthers. Pirates taking it out of bounds under the Panthers basket. Inbound into the corner. And the ball stolen by the Panthers. Bravo takes it. Long pass to Wilder down into the far wing. He bounces it into the paint. Ball gets deflected. Now the Pirates with a breakaway. And they lay it up and in. Wilder now with a bounce pass to Black, lays it up and in. Fast break. Pirates setting it up. Taking it to their right, now to the top of the key. Switching up, down low to France. France turnaround jumper, baseline makes it. Wilder works it up the left wing quickly. Now takes it all the way into the paint. Kicks it out to Jones. Jones now with it. Jumper by Bravo. No good. Jones with the rebound. Puts it up and in. ...63-46 to lead. Down low to France. Down the baseline. Jumper and he's fouled. Go to the line. So Franz goes to the line shooting too. First one is no good off the back of the rim. Substitutions for the Panthers as they bring in Hescock and Rennan Wright. France with the second foul shot, no good. Rebound loose. Ball kicked to the sideline and out of bounds. Panther basketball. Full court press by the Pirates. The Panthers break it. Bravo with it. Works it into the paint. Thinks about a jumper. Now down low. Reverse layup, no good by Hescock. And the Pirates with the rebound break it out quickly on the left wing. All the way down, off the backboard, no good. Ball is loose. Prince comes up with the rebound. No good, off the rim, and Panthers with it. Wilder takes it across center court. Works it to his left, between his legs, sets it up. Bravo takes it off to the right side. And he is called for a travel as he took too many steps. He was looking for a foul. Pirates will inbound it under their basket. And a long three is no good. Wilder with the rebound. Quickly works it up the wing. Takes it all the way into the paint. Lays it off the backboard. Rebound Pirates. Quickly up the right wing. They almost lose it. Now the ball's loose. And a whistle kickball by the Pirates. It'll be Panthers basketball. Panthers will inbound it near court on their far side, on their side of the court. Wilder takes the inbound pass, works it to the left, lays it off the bank, and good. Nice move by Wilder on the strong play. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. Good defense by number 25, Raynan Wright. Bravo takes the inbound pass, works it up the right wing, now to his left, to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low, ball loose. Panthers come up with it. Ball loose again. This time Bravo comes up with it. He works at baseline, takes the jumper, no good, gets his own rebound, and he puts it in. .325 to go, 67-46 lead for the Panthers. As they extended it to 7. And a three-pointer is good by Barba. Nice-looking shot there. Bravo works it all the way down court and lays it up and in on his own full court. Bravo's a good-looking player. He's got a lot of composure. Always under control, makes the right decision. Long alley pass to Wilder all the way down by himself, lays it up and in. Nice pass by Bravo. So Wilder putting up the points in this second half with 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13 so far. We'll take a break. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 20 seconds. Finish off the final minutes of this game as the Chiloquin Panthers putting on a strong offensive and defensive performance, holding the Pirates to 49 points so far in the game while they put up 71, looking to make it now four games in a row for victories, as we will call that a winning streak. 2:42 to go in the game. Pirates inbound it. Take it across court. Butcher with it. Down low to France, who loses the ball into the corner. Now he puts up the jumper. It's no good. Wilder with a strong rebound. Works it quickly up the left side. Now over to his right. Down into the corner. Back to Wilder. He's looking to find, he finds a nice little short jumper for number 24, which I don't have on my roster. And now the Pirates with it. Laid up, no good. France with the rebound, puts it up and in. Wilder breaks the full court press. Works it into the paint with a short jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. Pirates come up with it. Long pass, Wilder intercepts it like a defensive back. He brings it back. Now baseline jumper is good by number 30, who I don't have on my roster. So whoever number 30 is, he got 2 points there. JV player must be out there. And a jump shot is no good, but a foul called on Panthers as Gage Barber heads to the line. Barber lines up the first with 1:25 to go in the game. And he makes it. Substitutions for both teams. Wilder comes out. Wright comes out. Wholesale substitutions for the Panthers as they've got a commanding 73-52 lead. And a second foul shot, no good. Rebound Panthers. We've got players now that I don't know who they are, so we'll go with it. Panthers with it, working it into the paint. Kick it back out. Now a long three is no good. Rebound France. And the pass is intercepted. Three-pointer is no good. Another rebound by the Panthers. And up and in. Fifty-one seconds left in the game. 75-52 the score. Got into the paint to France. He does a little tuck move. No good. Rebound up and in by number 24. Yeah. Whistle on the floor. Panthers will take it. Leading 75-54. They work it quickly up the wing. 31 seconds to go in the game. Baseline drive, ball loose, and a jump ball called as possession will go to Panthers will inbound it. Working it around the perimeter. Jumper is no good. Pirates rebound. Ball loose. Panthers fight for it on the ground and with 16 seconds to go, it will be a foul on the floor by the Panthers. Pirates will inbound it. They take it on their side of the court. And a ball makes its way onto the court. Whistle with 13 seconds to go. Pirates with it. And that could have been a travel. Long jumper is no good. Panthers with the rebound. Nice outlet pass taken. 3 seconds, two, one. And that does it. 75-54, decisive victory for the Chiloquin Panther boys as they make it four victories in a row. We'll have a scoring summary for you. We're coming up. You're listening to Chiloquin High School Basketball. here's your scoring summary for today's game. For the Chiloquin Panthers, Leyland Wilder had 20 points, Dylan Black 15, Denver Bravo 18, Marquez Hescock 8, Danny Black 6, and Edward Jones 2. And there were some other points at the end of the game, but I didn't have the rosters for that, for those scorers. For the Glendale Pirates, Holden Borcher had 12. Keegan Siebert had 3. Caden France led all scorers for the Pirates with 21. Gage Barba had 16. And Anthony Kitchens, 2. The final score is 75-54 as the Chiloquin High School Panthers win this one decisively, looking strong on both sides, offense and defense. And they'll try to make it 5 in a row on Friday night when we bring you the game. This was a non-league game. The next scheduled game is a league game on Friday as Northlake Paisley comes to town. We'll have the girls' game at 5 o'clock and then the boys. For your Chiloquin High School basketball, I'm Ken Smith. Thanks to Mike Wood for producing today's show. We'll have Friday's game to you, 5 o'clock, as the girls started off in the doubleheader. You've been listening to Gold Country Radio, 103.3 FM, and goldcountryradio.org.
Chiloquin High School basketball is brought to you by Kelly Dupuy Realtor, Klamath Community College, Crater Lake Junction Travel Center, Klamoya Casino, Two Rivers Art Gallery, Wright's Hardware, Train Mountain Railroad Museum, Chiloquin Lawn Care, Zook's Barbecue, Advanced Chiropractic Klamath Falls, and Crater Lake Realty. Join us next time for another broadcast of Chiloquin High School Basketball. View the broadcast schedule on the Gold Country Radio Facebook page. For a full list of games, visit osaa.org. Chiloquin High School Basketball. Let's go, Panthers!